252.3 wear clothing that is becoming to you. This will increase the respect of your children for you. See to it that they, too, are dressed in a becoming manner. Do not allow them to fall into habits of untidiness. 253.1 Not to be in bondage to public opinion. Too often mothers show a morbid sensitiveness as to what others may think of their habits, dress, and opinions, and, to a great extent, they are slaves to the thought of how others may regard them. Is it not a sad thing that judgment-bound creatures should be controlled more by the thought of what their neighbors will think of them than by the thought of their obligation to God? We too often sacrifice the truth in order to be in harmony with custom, that we may avoid ridicule. 253.2 A mother cannot afford to be in bondage to opinion, for she is to train her children for this life and for the life to come. In dress, mothers should not seek to make a display by needless ornamentation. 253.3 To give lessons in neatness and purity. If mothers allow themselves to wear untidy garments at home, they 254 are teaching their children to follow in the same slovenly way. Many mothers think that anything is good enough for home wear, be it ever so soiled and shabby. But they soon lose their influence in the family. The children draw comparisons between their mother's dress and that of others who dress neatly, and their respect for her is weakened. 253.4 Mothers, make yourselves as attractive as possible, not by elaborate trimming, but by wearing clean, well-fitting garments. Thus you will give to your children constant lessons in neatness and purity. The love and respect of her children should be of the highest value to every mother. Everything upon her person should teach cleanliness and order and should be associated in their minds with purity. There is a sense of fitness, an idea of the appropriateness of things, in the minds of even very young children, and how can they be impressed with the desirability of purity and holiness when their eyes daily rest on untidy dresses and disorderly rooms? How can the heavenly guests, whose home is where all is pure and holy, be invited into such a dwelling? 254.1 Order and cleanliness is the law of heaven, and in order to come into harmony with the divine arrangement, it is our duty to be neat and tasty. 254.2 Chapter 43, Prenatal Influences. Women should be qualified to become mothers. Women have need of great patience, before they are qualified to become mothers. God has ordained that they shall be fitted for this work. The work of the mother becomes infinite through her connection with Christ. It is beyond understanding. Woman's office is sacred. The presence of Jesus is needed in the home, for the mother's ministries of love may shape the home into a Bethel. The husband and the wife are to cooperate. What a world we would have, if all mothers would consecrate themselves on the altar of God, and would consecrate their offspring to God, both before and after its birth. 255.1 Importance of prenatal influences. The effect of prenatal influences is by many parents looked upon as a matter of little moment, but heaven does not so regard it. The message sent by an angel of God, and twice given in the most solemn manner, shows it to be deserving of our most careful thought. 255.2 In the words spoken to the Hebrew mother, the wife of Manoah, God speaks to all mothers in every age. Let her beware, the angel said, all that I commanded her let her observe. The well-being of the child will be affected by the habits of the mother. Her appetites and passions are to be controlled by principle. There is something for her to shun, something for her to work against, if she fulfills God's purpose for her in giving her a child. 255.3 The world is full of snares for the feet of the young. Multitudes are attracted by a life of selfish and sensual pleasure. They cannot discern the hidden dangers or the 256 fearful ending of the path that seems to them the way of happiness. Through the indulgence of appetite and passion, their energies are wasted, and millions are ruined for this world and for the world to come. Parents should remember that their children must encounter these temptations. Even before the birth of the child, the preparation should begin that will enable it to fight successfully the battle against evil. 255.4 If before the birth of her child she is self-indulgent, if she is selfish, impatient, and exacting, these traits will be reflected in the disposition of the child. Thus many children have received as a birthright almost unconquerable tendencies to evil. 256.1, but if the mother unswervingly adheres to right principles, if she is temperate and self-denying, if she is kind, gentle, and unselfish, she may give her child these same precious traits of character. 256.2 Essentials of Prenatal Care. It is an error generally committed to make no difference in the life of a woman previous to the birth of her children. At this important period, the labor of the mother should be lightened. Great changes are going on in her system. It requires a greater amount of blood, and therefore an increase of food of the most nourishing quality to convert into blood. Unless she has an abundant supply of nutritious food, she cannot retain her physical strength, and her offspring is robbed of vitality. Note C. Counsels on Diet and Foods, section, Diet During Pregnancy, for further instruction on this point. Her clothing also demands attention. Care should be taken to protect the body from a sense of chilliness. She should not call vitality unnecessarily to the surface to supply the want of sufficient clothing. If the 257 mother is deprived of an abundance of wholesome, nutritious food, she will lack in the quantity and quality of blood.